In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today we heard the gospel, how a man came up to the Lord and asked about how to make it to Kingdom of Heaven. And the Lord said, well, you tell me what's the main law. And the man said, the main law is to love your God with all your mind, heart, and soul, and all your might, and your neighbor as thyself. And the Lord says, well, if you, when you do that, you will be able to enter the Kingdom of Heaven. And the man said, well, who is my neighbor? And the Lord said a parable then. He said that one man went out to the city and he was attacked by robbers, and they have beaten him up and caused him to be near death and robbed him and went away. And he's laying on the road, beaten up and possibly even maybe unconscious. They passes by a priest and just goes and passes by him, doesn't pay any attention to him. There passes by a Levi that comes over closer, looks at him, seeing him in such a terrible shape, and just keeps on going further away. And then comes a Samaritan. And the Samaritan, when he comes up to him and sees him, is felt sorry for him and start right away to clean up his wounds and to bandage him and then put him on the donkey and then took him over to a motel. And there he had taken care of him for 2 days. He was taking care of him, trying to help him to get well. And then he had to go on further on his business. And he tells the keeper of the inn, to please take care of him and gave him some money. And he says, and on the way back, I will stop over. If you spend more and you need more, I'll give you more. And so the Lord says, who is the one that was the merciful? Who is the, believe me, who is the neighbor? And the man said, well, it's the Samaritan that did the good for that man. Well, it's true, my beloved. And then the Lord said, well, then you go and behave and do the same thing. Do we have that mercy? Are we merciful as the Lord God commands us to be merciful as God in heaven is merciful? No, we many times pass by people that are in need and in trouble, and we pay very little attention to them. And we have to start to be merciful. Where? Right here in our own family, we have to start to be merciful. And when we see our children or our mother and father being in trouble, we have to want to help them and to get them out of that trouble. Well, maybe we can't do it. Maybe they're in trouble in such a way that we don't have the means for it to help them materially if they need the help and material. But don't worry about that. That's the main thing. Not the main thing. The main thing is to be able to then, when you see somebody in trouble, to pray for them with your whole heart as if you were in trouble. And God has everything under in His power. And He can send all the help that is needed. But He wants our love. He wants us to love and our neighbor as ourselves, to love our neighbor, that person that is in trouble. And if it is a member of your family, pray harder. Pray harder as if you were in that trouble that person is. And don't be lazy. Let's not be lazy. Let's give it all we have in the prayer. Let's put our heart into it so that we can help. We have to help not only in our family, but every place. We have to, not in our town or in our city or in our country. Every place in the world, whoever is in trouble, our heart should go out to them, and we would want to help them, to get them out of the trouble. Well, beloved, the most trouble we see in the world today is that people has lost sight of the Lord. At one time there was countries that become Christians and then had really taken it to heart and accepted the Lord as their personal Savior and lived according to the gospel. We see less and less happening that today, and this is where the people need the help. They need the prayers. They need us to pray to the Lord. They need the Word of God to be spread, for the truth for the people to know. And we should not be lazy. We should try to do it as much as we can to try to bring the truth for the people so that they will be set free. As the Lord said, the truth will set you free. The Lord is our God and Master that had created us, that sustains us, that died for us on the cross because he couldn't stand seeing us being tortured and cheated and lied by the demons and that we were falling for it. And instead of worshipping our God, we were worshipping all kinds of idols. And we still are worshipping the idols of our whether it's careers, whether it's the richness, whether it's our bodies, whatever it is. We make idols instead of worshipping God, our Creator and our Savior. We're worshipping all kinds of other things. And we're returning to the idolatry. And this is a terrible thing. So few people are sincerely looking to fulfill the gospel, to live according to the gospel, and taking example of the saints and example of the Lord himself in his life. May we start to wake up, and before it's too late. Of course, our Lord and God is so merciful that seeing that we are so busy in our younger days and in our youth, and that he is, through his mercy, is giving us a chance to become old and not having that energy to be able to run around in the world and do the things of the world and to pacify our flesh. And we have to slow down, and we have to, and finally we will be hopingly laying in bed with some kind of a disease and that will not allow us to be involved in the worldly affairs anymore, that we will truly be able to concentrate on our soul and on developing the love, even in the last moment as the robber at the 11th hour. And this is a great mercy that the Lord bestows upon everyone as a last resort to bring us to heaven. We are being, in a sense, crucified through the sicknesses, through the pains and agonies, as if we were on a cross. And that is a great mercy of the Lord, because the Lord doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants everybody to be saved and come to the truth. And if we don't have time, and if we don't take the time out now while we're living still and walking around and so on, then we will have a chance. And at least in with our last few days of or a few weeks of our life to repent. But don't depend on that, because you never know which way you're going to go. You and I have no knowledge whether we will have that grace to be very sick and then be able to lay in bed and prepare for our death. Because today, yes, you know the statistics, there's many people that die instantly through accidents, through all kinds of things, very unforeseen. And that's the worst death that can happen to us, the Orthodox Christians, because we pray in the litany all the time to not to give us that sudden death, so that we will be prepared, so that we'll be able to come right into the embrace of our Lord, whom we have learn to love. And let us love him with all heart, with the whole soul, and all our might, and to fulfill that commandment by loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. and take example of the Saint John the Merciful, which we're celebrating also today. Saint John the Merciful, he was Patriarch of Alexandria, and he was a Patriarch of Alexandria, and he, when he became the Patriarch, he called those who were under him and said, go out and write up all my masters, everybody in the city. And he said, well, who are those? Who are those? Oh, these are the poor people. These are the homeless. These are all the ones that are begging. Write them all up. So I'll have a list of all the people. And then the people went out and gathered and written up all the ones that were in trouble and in need. And there was thousands of them that were I don't remember. I think it was 1,700 that they were written out, or even more, that that were in this position where the Patriarch considered that they are his masters, because they were poor and in need. And so he started to help everybody. He helped everybody in the whole city. And then when he found out that somebody wouldn't allow him to see the poor people that wanted to see him, you know, like nowadays it's difficult to get to somebody in authority, and that was a Patriarch. And so then he had decided and took 2 days of the week. He went out right to the church steps and sat down there and waited for anybody to come. Anybody from the city could come and ask his advice and ask help, and he would help them. And to him it was a great, great sorrow when a day would pass, and because after a while first, but sometimes nobody would come with any kind of a trouble to him, and he couldn't console them, he couldn't help them, and that made him very, very sad that nobody came, that he could not fulfill what he had to fulfill, is to be merciful and to help somebody. Are you and me like this? Are we looking to always for somebody to help? Or do we not really care? And if somebody even comes that needs help, we're not too eager to give them that help, because our heart doesn't go out for them as it should. Well, my beloved, of course, the Patriarch at the end was consoled by his helpers when he would be coming so sad that nobody had any troubles and then didn't come to ask him for help. And he would say, well, that means, our Lord, that means that you were able to help so many, and there is not that much need for today, that everybody is happy, and they try to console him that way. My beloved, well, this is what true love is. This is what true love, when we don't think of ourselves, we think of others. We really sacrifice our time, our wealth, whatever we may have, whatever, and mostly, and if needed to be, sacrifice our life to help those who are in need. And this is what the Lord is calling us for, to do. May our God, our merciful God, little by little lead us into that true love of the neighbors and true love of Him, so that we will soften our heart and be able to do exactly what he said in the scriptures, that the true love is it hurts when we see somebody hurt, and it's rejoicing when we see somebody rejoicing. And let's strive for that. Amen.